Welcome again to Earth Eats. We're a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
You're born and raised in Columbus, and you spent a lot of time in restaurants all over the world, and now you're back. You run a restaurant in Bloomington, Indiana.
Well, it's great to be back, and part of the reason I came back was because of the nature around us, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about foraging. Yul Gibbons used to talk about eating pine trees while he was pushing grape nuts on TV back in the 70s. The famous forager used to use the tagline, "Many parts are edible." I knew what he was talking about because my mom was all about green living even before it was called that. Us kids gathered wild duck eggs out of the cool lake water, caught crawdads under rocks and streams, and ate cattails, but more about that on another show. We also made salads out of most things people would spray with herbicides. When I moved to Manhattan, the farmer's market at Union Square was selling all kinds of these wild herbs. Chickweed, purslane, lamb's quarter, nettles, and wild daylily shoots and flowers. While the chefs were trying to figure out what to do with them, I already had them on my menu. When I lived in the Caribbean, we would forage there too, and come back to the resort and put things on the menu. Now back home in southern Indiana, I've been making a lot of salads lately with wild greens. Many of the wild greens are quite bitter, especially as the summer days get hotter and hotter. I like to pair them with something sweet like honey or berries, just to offset that aggressive flavor. Either that or tame them with something rich and fatty. What the heck, why not throw all three in and really live the vida local?
Before you go out and you forage through your garden and next to a road and in your neighbor's yard, we have some things we need to tell you first.
Right. You always need to know where you're picking things. You want to harvest wild greens and wild goodies in environmentally clean ambiances. Make sure that you look around. You don't want to be harvesting around a big cattle or pork operation. You don't want to be harvesting around roadsides that are heavily trafficked. And if you speak to the people who own the property, find out if they've discarded any chemical waste or any of those products or sprayed things with herbicides before you harvest on their lands.
Also, when in doubt, check with a field guide or do some research on the internet to see what's edible and what isn't. You know, better safe than sorry, for sure. So, it's field trip day again. Team Earth Eats joined Chef Orr at his folks' house in Columbus, Indiana. Check out the photos of our day on the website eartheats.org. With working with you, I start to look at nature in terms of maybe I could eat that.
Absolutely. You can even forage in your backyard, and sometimes that's the best place to do it because you know what types of pesticides you've used in your gardening, you've used in your lawn care. So, you know, we try to use as little as possible, and that way we can eat just about anything out of our yard. One thing that we're running across here is a daylily, which grow wild along the road, but you can eat them in salads, and it really tastes like a sweet lettuce.
Gosh, it's delicious.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
And it gives a really nice color to things. Usually, a lot of people are afraid of dandelions. They hate dandelions. They have a battle against dandelions. But dandelions in the spring are wonderful. What I like to do is to kind of go back in tall brush and see if I can find any back.
We're off-roading for Earth Eats,
yeah,
folks.
Oh, here's some right here. This time of year, it's in the shade, and it's very tasty. You're looking for those teeth-shaped leaves. And these are great to have in salads when they're nice and tender, or you can cook them with a little bit of bacon fat, which is, makes everything good. A little splash of vinegar and you're all set. And you can even use the little yellow flowers from the dandelion. And what I like to do is to dip them in a very light tempura batter, deep fry them, and then sprinkle them with some sugar. And they make a really nice kind of beignet. Now this plant here, this big plant, this is called pulque, and it's a big weed farmers hate. But in the spring, early in the spring, you can eat it. What you do is it's got to be under about 8 inches tall because it does build up some toxic qualities in it as it gets bigger. What you do is you blanch it in three different changes of water and then saute it like you would asparagus, and it's delicious. We also over here have wood sorrel. You see this little yellow flower here, and it's almost like little shamrocks. So this is a wild wood sorrel. Hopefully I've gotten most of the dirt off of it.
But, very citrusy.
Yeah. And so you can sprinkle that over fish. You can put that in salads. So if you have a mixture of some of those different things, some of them like the dandelion are a little bitter, some of them like this are sour. But if you mix those in with some of your standard mix, then you've got something that's very interesting. And then what I'd like to do is to dress that with something that has kind of a sweet sour vinaigrette to it.
When you're out here picking through your garden and foraging for greens, are you always thinking in terms of a recipe and a meal that you could create?
The thing about having these kinds of ingredients is the less you do to them, the better. And you've spent so much time growing them and caring for them that you should just do something really simple. So I think summer cooking is all about simplicity.
As we walk off into the sunset with our spoils, check out the website for photos of our foraging adventure, eartheats.org. There, you can also check out our archived episodes, which just happens to include a recipe for dandelion greens. Oh, the luck. Then, looking ahead to upcoming episodes, we'll be joined by the host of the radio show Focus on Flowers, Moya Andrews. She'll be talking to us more about edible flowers. She's got some great insight, and that's coming up on Wednesday. Then on the Saturday edition of Earth Eats, Chef Orr will talk us through a recipe for squash blossoms that will simply blow your mind. And cattails, those tall, grassy things that grow in wetlands. Chef mentioned that we'll be eating those in an upcoming episode, and he was totally right. So stay with us and keep on listening. And all of our hard work, you know, would not be possible without support from listeners like you. And Chef, who else?
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
You can become a fan of Earth Eats on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter at Earth Eats, one word.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media.
He's Chef Daniel Orr. I'm Annie Corrigan. And thanks for listening.